Good morning. It is July 6, 2014. The time is 6:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning out here on the back porch. It is a work day for me at the day job, and looking out at the through the screens of the back porch, we do have some fog. It's about 54 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to, and I did do the math before coming out here, about 12 degrees Celsius, continuing the pleasant weather today. It was very nice yesterday. Pretty much, I think it is direct results of Hurricane Arthur that passed by yesterday off the East Coast, and I believe this morning, from what I see, Arthur hits the East Coast, causing power outages. Arthur hits Canadian's Maritimes province yesterday with nearly hurricane-strength winds and torrential rains, knocking down trees and leaving about 250,000 customers without power. Well, the last few days here, including today, we've been very, very fortunate and blessed with nice cool weather, where last month it was very hot and we used the air conditioners quite extensively, it seemed, there for a good week or two. And we're just here in the southern tier on the outer fringes to where we're receiving all that cool air that shoots off of the hurricane. If you were to go and drive about, I don't know, 150 miles northeast of here, up in the Adirondacks, they've had some power outages and torrential downpours up there. So it's just Mother Nature never ceases to amaze me as far as the strength of storms that are just a stone's throw in the term of nature to where you're at. So we're enjoying a very good day today. I don't think we're supposed to have any rain. I ended up deploying my solar panels yesterday, and I'll probably deploy them today despite the fog, but I'll have them in position to where they'll collect a good majority of the day's sun and solar rays. Doing that farm collecting, I like doing that. It's a small little solar array. Was it 45 watts total, which doesn't even register on the overall electric grid, but it's fun to do. I had it out, from about 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock last night. And incidentally, I guess when I took them down last night, I know I mentioned I went to a concert last month of the group Kansas. Well, I guess I could have gone and saw the group Yes, because they were playing down there in Tioga Downs again last night, or they had a concert again down there last night, part of their summer series, and the group Yes played down there, a star stellar rock and roll band there from the 60s and 70s. I don't know if they went into the 80s, but I was winding up the wire cable there, I guess, to the solar panels to my deep cell marine battery, 109 amp. And after I got it all done, I was out there at the end of the property listening to a little bit of Yes at a distance, sort of taking part in those conferences from afar, you could say. But it was pretty neat, and it was a very pleasant evening last night, too. And again, I think it is a direct result of the Hurricane Arthur that has moved up the coast. I guess it only hit down there in the Outer Banks of Virginia and North Carolina as far as making landfall here in the United States of America. And I guess from what the reports say, Arthur was downgraded from a hurricane to a post-tropical storm Saturday, moving by the time it reaches the Atlantic Canada, after sweeping a day earlier at North Carolina's Outer Banks, but still packs a punch. And I guess with all that, all those people without power, I guess that's true. Environmental Canada measures wind gusts topping 72 miles per hour, about 116 kilometers per hour in the Halifax area, while more than 5 inches, that's 12.7 centimeters of rain, had already fallen in some areas of New Brunswick. So it's like night and day. I read about that and I can picture it, because we've had torrential downpours here in the southern tier, to where we've had over the last 10 years 2 major floods. So I guess the result of that is I keep a keen ear to the an eye to the weather, I guess, that's popping up in the news there. So hopefully those people up in Canada, they regain their electrical services. 250,000 people, that's a lot of people without power, and recover, and hope everybody is safe to our neighbors to the north of us here in the U.S. Well, I'm finishing my cup of coffee here on the porch as I finish up this audio boo, and you all have a good one today. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and peace.